done.
Time is 7 after the hour, and by golly, we're here to help you with another week of broadcast excellence, as Rush would say. Things that are going on in the world. Today is the 16th of April. We're halfway through the month. In Massachusetts, Patriots Day, the running of the marathon. Temperatures expected to get to 84, 85 today, and they're giving people waivers. You've qualified to run in the race. And yet you think you won't make it to the end of the race because it's going to be too hot? Okay, you can get out. We'll let you run next year. So if you've worked hard, and that, they're not saying you have to, but there'll be a lot of people who will drop like flies. And the town that I live in Massachusetts, Framingham, is the third town the runners get to. They start at noon. They're usually rolling through here around 12:35, 12:40, 12:45, and then they move on through other towns, Natick and Wellesley and into Newton and up Heartbreak Hill. You've heard all of that.
What's the temperature supposed to be there today?
Temperature here today will be in the mid-80s.
Yeah.
And that's about 30 degrees warmer than ideal conditions, Rich, for having a good race where everybody does the best they can do. It just the luck over the weekend, very pleasant 70s. It's about a month. It's usually this way a month from now here. But as we know, the last month has been a big, seen a big change in weather. And to that, as we get started with the 10 things or so we're going to get to, bing, bang, boom, which is what we try to do. Jennifer and I try to do that during this hour of the program. She's not here. She's at the, I think she went to the opening of the National Association of Broadcasters in Las Vegas, which goes from today through, I guess, the end of the week. I was going to go and then thought, this is mostly a television, and it's almost like the consumer electronics show for broadcasters. Lots of technical stuff going on there. So, anyway, Richie will help me as we can go through these items, and probably the biggest thing that most people are talking about today are the dangerous series of twisters that hit the Midwest over the weekend. 5 people dead, including 3 children. All the fatalities occurred in the town of Woodward, Oklahoma. 3 young sisters at a mobile home park, 2 adults killed outside the city limits, 29 other people injured, tornadoes going through central Kansas, 11,000 people out of power in Wichita. If you see the audio, I'm sorry, if you hear the audio, or if you see the audio is this unbelievable sound, like a railroad train running right next to you. That's how noisy these things. Well, you got to expect all of that energy, all the damage potential. Twister damage in parts of Nebraska as well. But 122 reports of tornadoes over the weekend. Iowa, Minnesota, Wisconsin, all seeing the impact. The Midwest hit and hit hard. And that's the way supposedly the forecasters say the next month or so will be. Because twisters start usually in late April and go through early June, mid-June. That's when things, the clash in the upper atmospheric condition, banging into some of the lower atmospheric conditions. And we have so much information today. You can watch, you can go online. I have my my weather here in front of me, and I can click on any place in the country in 2 seconds flat. Severe weather alerts even on the West Coast today. A lot of rain in some areas over the weekend. It looks pretty nice. Actually, most of the country looks pretty calm today. How is it in your area? And if you are in one of these areas hit by twisters, how is it that you adjust after the fact? You know these things are a problem. They scare you, the news media with these stories. But isn't it In some ways, better because you're prepared. You know they're coming. This may be a point in our overview, generally speaking, which is critical of the news media and overdoing it. Maybe overdoing it here is okay because more people are likely to take some kind of cover. Hard to do that if you live in a mobile home park where everything's above the ground and these flimsy vehicles, these tin cans, if you will, on wheels, that people live in them, but they have no strength, so they rip apart. They really do. They just tear. It's so easy. And we all laugh about, well, it looks like the tornado is going to the mobile home park. No, it's that the mobile home parks are so much more vulnerable than most homes. So that's really the reason. 800-510-8255. Mitt Romney failing to touch on the NRA core issues at the annual convention in St. Louis over the weekend. He got some standing ovations, though. Newt Gingrich one-upped him by proposing the so-called Gingrich Doctrine. The Gingrich Doctrine.
Which is what?
This would be a UN treaty to give everybody in the world the right to bear arms. That's how to get votes from
wow.
From those guys. Everybody has a gun. Let's everybody get a gun.
Well, I mean, other than the United States and some European countries, where else can you think of that as gun control? But China, I guess.
Well, and gun control versus those, if there's a thought-out process. Remember, a lot of people in the world have their governments not quite as provocative as is ours.
Organized.
And yeah, I guess maybe that's it. Yeah, that's a nice way of putting it, Rich. Yeah, organized. 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStefan.com. Follow us on Facebook.com/Good Day Show. And also, I don't, isn't Good Day Show. I think it's just Good Day, as a matter of fact. And Twitter the same, at Good Day. Doug Steffen at 13 after the hour. The issues of the day, the events of the day, the things that people are talking about. You all know that men have testosterone problems by the time they're in their 30s, and it keeps falling. So if you're a man who's in his mid-30s and older, you've lost some of your testosterone. And you've lost some of the good feelings that your body just normally kind of, okay, I'm with it, I'm hip. You aren't as things begin to deteriorate. That's when it happens, mid-30s. And so if you have stress in your life, mood swings, maybe a negative outlook on life, decreased sexual desire, perhaps this product that I'm about to tell you about, that's a double, and I shouldn't use about twice in the same sentence, right? This is the product I want you to know about. T-Gen. T-Gen has been created to naturally help boost your testosterone levels. So you won't be moody. So you won't feel like your life is... T-Gen contains an ingredient proven to significantly increase safe, healthy levels of testosterone in your body. As you age, it's harder and harder to keep up with the active lifestyle that you had. With T-Gen, it'll be easier. Don't let aging be an excuse for a decreased sex drive and performance. Reclaim your zest for life. Call 800-909-7574. Read between the lines here, or listen between the lines. 800-909-7574 for T-Gen, a risk-free supply of T-Gen. Boost your energy and performance. 800-909-7574.
Referrals. Simple word, right? To a small business, referrals are solid gold. So how do you stir them up? Email marketing from ConstantContact.com. With Constant Contact, you get easy-to-use templates to showcase your business with photos and coupons. And best of all, it's easy for your customers to pass them along to others. In other words, help you generate the almighty referral. Plans as low as $15 a month. Get your free 60-day trial at ConstantContact.com. And let the referrals begin.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
Is your federal free edition really free?
Yes, it is.
And if I have questions, I can call a tax expert?
You bet.
So on a scale of 1 to 10, how expert-y are you?
I'm an 11.
Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself, but who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Schiff Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
And now here's another tax tip from TurboTax. If you're a parent with children under 17, you could get a tax credit of up to $1,000 per child. And credits like these are so much better than deductions because a tax credit reduces your overall tax bill dollar for dollar. That means if you have three qualifying children, that's $3,000 fewer dollars you may owe Uncle Sam. To find out how TurboTax can help you get the maximum refund you deserve, go to TurboTax.com.
Honda's really big sales event is here. Big deals. Big inventory. We have so many new Hondas the universe had to expand just to make room. Want proof? Sorry, I can't help you there. I'm no astrophysicist. Not yet. All I know is we have tons of Hondas to choose from, including the Accord. Car and Driver's 10 Best to Record 26 times. Well-qualified buyers can get the Accord with 0.9% APR financing. Right now, at your Honda dealer.
Car and Driver, January 2012. See dealer for financing details.
800-510-8255, the reality of the day, the issues of the day, the Obama administration feeling embarrassed. And this is one time when I'm not sure I'm going to agree with those who are taking shots at the Obama administration and President Obama. There was a press conference held yesterday in Colombia in which the president addressed allegations that 11 members of his Secret Service detail were engaged in soliciting prostitutes. Obama said he would be angry if the accusations are proven true. Quote, when we travel, we have to observe the highest standards. We're not just representing ourselves. We're here on behalf of our people. So there are 11 Secret Service agents put on administrative leave yesterday for allegedly taking presumed prostitutes back to their hotel rooms Wednesday evening ahead of the president's arrival at the summit of the Americas. None of the agents assigned to directly protect the president. The incident happened before the president arrived, and apparently it came to light because some prostitute was allegedly cheated out of a $46 fee.
Yeah.
So for $46, we have all of this. So the question is going to be with many of you, how prevalent a problem is this with all these people traveling? I'd like to know of these 11, how many of them are married and what that represents. What kind of situation is that going to present for those of them who are married with children? What say you about this? 800-510-8255. Is this the kind of thing that goes on all the time?
You know, the Secret Service agents aren't usually 21 and 22-year-old single guys.
No.
They're people that have worked their way through the law enforcement
to that point.
Yeah. To get to this point. So yeah, it's usually 30-plus.
And the taxpayer is paying for a swank hotel called the Carib.
Yeah.
That's where all the dignitaries are staying during the summit. All right. So, what do you think? 800-510-82. It better not turn out that it was taxpayer money. Like, you know what I'm... was it expense money that was used? That's really going to be a problem if that was the case. 21 after on Good Day.
If you're not prepared,
get preparedexpo.com.
The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Coming April 28th and 29th. Getpreparedexpo.com. Over 125 seminars and exhibits. Over $200,000 in exhibitor giveaways. 1,000 packets of heirloom seeds. 1,000 one-year subscriptions to Global Incident Map. 1,000 trial issues of Bob Chapman's International Forecaster. 25 vials of Dr. Sheely's Bliss. 10 Sigma 3 5-day survival courses. Autographed books by James Wesley Rawls, Matt Stein, Julia Shaw, and Dr. Sheely. And plenty more. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Go to GetPreparedExpo.com. One day passes $10 at the door. Advanced weekend passes $15. At GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Check this out. This weekend is the launch of America's first professional ultimate frisbee league.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the only sport where players get tested to make sure they use drugs. That's right. It's the launch of the pro ultimate frisbee, starting with the Rhode Island Rampage playing the Connecticut Constitution and ending with Walmart's manager telling them to leave the parking lot. That's pretty exciting. Hey, check this out. This weekend is the launch of America's first professional ultimate frisbee league.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
I guess you heard, Newt Gingrich is broke. What is he, $4.5 million in debt? He is so broke. Capital One asked him, what's in your wallet? He said, nothing. That's how... Newt Gingrich is so broke, he's trying to get... I guess you heard, Newt Gingrich is broke. What is he, $4.5 million in debt? He is so broke. Capital One asked him, what's in your wallet? He said, nothing. That's how... is so broke, he's trying to get into jury duty. That's how bad. He is so broke, this is the first time he could lose his house to someone other than an ex-wife. That's how broke. He is so broke, Newt Gingrich is going to play Newt Gingrich in the Legend Show in Vegas. That's how broke. He is so broke, today he was a victim of identity theft, and now the thief is broke. That's how bad.
All right, so that stuff is so good, we played it twice. Hooray! Normally in this position, on this program at this time, some of the late-night jokesters and the fun they are having with their audience with the issues of the day. 25 and change after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer is off today, Rich McFadden is here with a comment or two or three about some of the things that are more in league with what you'll be talking about during the course of the day today, the Secret Service scandal. Here's another item that has captured a lot of attention in the past week. Women. Women working, women at home, women the voters. And so I find myself offended, actually.
Uh-oh.
When looking at this, talking about the Colombia, the president and a lot of other country world leaders are there for this meeting, and Mrs. Clinton is there as well. And so last night,
photographs surfaced of her, described as being loose at a club in Cartagena. Mrs. Clinton is in town for the summit. She was seen dancing and drinking a beer. And therefore, according to some of these news media morons, she was cutting loose. What is the matter with these people?
You know what it is I don't think we've ever seen pictures of Hillary relaxed, having fun. It's always kind of more the serious.
So why
stuff.
Okay?
So when everybody gets a chance to see, I don't know that I remember ever seeing a picture of her dancing. So why it's a big deal, I don't know. But
It's being made to the suggestion here, Rich, is that she's being irresponsible because she's at a club dancing and drinking a beer. What do women think about that? 800-510-8255. If I were a woman, this would offend me. I'm offended by it, and I'm not a woman. The suggestion that Mrs. Clinton ought not to be drinking a beer, or somehow or other, the way it's written in the story that I saw this morning of her being at this club and dancing as if she ought not to be dancing or having a beer in public. Where's that come from? Man. Okay, Doug, take a deep breath. 28 after on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. If there's one thing that drives frequent flyers nuts, it's being around other passengers who just don't follow basic airplane etiquette. So here are some rules of the road that you really should know and use. Rule number one, there's really a legitimate safety reason why airline seats need to be in the upright position at certain times, and mealtime is no exception. Some airlines will announce this before meal service starts, but most don't. So it's up to you to be the good guy. Don't recline your seat when you're eating. You know what that does to the person behind you? You know exactly what it does. You need to be aware of the people around you. That means keeping your headphones at a reasonable volume, not loud enough for the rest of the plane to know your business. As for the dreaded armrest debate, here's my take on it. The person in the middle already has it bad enough, so let them have it. But feel free to say something if their elbow starts, moving in on your space. And if you're not really sure of the rules, Delta has actually released a whole series of plane etiquette videos on YouTube. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
When you need financial solutions to keep your business running, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. We understand the sacrifices small business owners make, and to ease some financial pressures, we'd like to help you save with our business appreciation offers. For the last 9 years, we've loaned more money to small businesses than any other bank, which is one of the reasons millions of small business owners choose to work with us. To find out how appreciation offers can help your business, visit us or call 1-800-35-WELLS. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., 2010 CRA data.
Honda's really big sales event is here. Big deals. Big inventory. We have so many new Hondas the universe had to expand just to make room. Want proof? Sorry, I can't help you there. I'm no astrophysicist. Not yet. All I know is we have tons of Hondas to choose from, including the Accord. Car and Driver's 10 Best to record 26 times. Well-qualified buyers can get the Accord with 0.9% APR financing. Right now, at your Honda dealer.
Car and Driver, January 2012. See dealer for financing details.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally. Instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
Stephen, good day program, hour one. Should you want to connect with us, the program is airing live until 10 o'clock Eastern time every morning. You can stay with us until 10 o'clock Eastern by going to DougStephan.com. That's Doug, S-T-E-P-H-A-N.com. You see a big banner in the middle of the page with the words Listen Live Now. Click on that, and you'll be in business for when we're on the air live. Look off to the right, and you will see other means through the day by which you can keep yourself attuned to what's going on here and therefore what's going on in the world. 800-510-8255, the Twisters in the Midwest, the Secret Service scandal, Mrs. Clinton dancing. Here's former Democratic Congressman Patrick Kennedy, Ted Kennedy's son, says that there is a quid pro quo for access to the Obama White House. Mr. Kennedy said in an interview over the weekend in the New York Times that access to the White House is a direct number correlative to the amount you give. Therefore, you have access. Again, New York Times story, those who donate the most to Mr. Obama and the Democratic Party are far more likely to visit the White House than anybody else. If you gave $30,000 or less, you're about 20% likely to see the inside of the White House. If you give $100,000 or more, you're 75 to 80% likely to get in. Two-thirds of the president's top fundraisers visited the White House at least once, some many times. Is this different than it was during the Bush years? No.
Or different the than the years, Clinton or years? The Reagan years? Or,
no.
It's the way it works.
No. And that's the problem. It isn't just Obama, whether Kennedy is a bad guy for dissing his Democratic president. It's a reality that is a sick symptom of how outrageous campaign contributions have become. All right? That's, I think, what the reality is. 800-510-8255. Email the Doug at DougStefan.com. Facebook.com/Good Day. Same with the Twitter at Good Day. I can't get away from the Secret Service story. Jennifer is in Las Vegas for the beginning of the NAB convention today. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. I can't.
$46.
Secret Service agent caught after a wild night of babes and booze when he argued with the hooker for $46. $46. So she went public.
She went to the police.
In Cartagena, Colombia. Imagine being a prostitute going to the police and having them come around to collect your money for you. Is it Cartagena? You know
It's beautiful. It's a beautiful city.
Yesterday, how many times? Let's see. ABC ran the Titanic both Saturday night and Sunday night in prime time. Both nights, because this is the week 100 years ago that all those lives were lost. The ship left Southampton, England, April 10th, 1912, and sank April 15th, 1912, in the middle of the night. The city of Southampton, commemorating the catastrophe with religious services yesterday, many observances in Liverpool, which is where the ship was registered, you know. Commemorative events taking place today at Merseyside Maritime Museum. Memorial observed at the home of Captain Edward Smith, who lived in Stoke-on-Trent. But the whole story, the 100th anniversary of the sinking of the Titanic, the milestone, not only celebrated, and I have a hard time with that word, but I keep seeing it in print. Acknowledged, perhaps, is a better word. Memorial cruise going on right now with the ship that belongs to the same company.
Is that still going on? How long is it?
Let's just say it's the exact same route. It's halfway across the North Atlantic now. Halfway. So, there was a short service yesterday and a moment of silence on that cruise, Richie.
You know, what I never realized and I saw over the weekend is that all of the people killed are all buried in the same cemetery in Halifax.
All the people killed, and most of them drowned at the bottom of the
ocean. But they have a burial. They have a funeral, a resting place for them all, with tombstones and everything.
Yeah, you mean for all the people that weren't, they don't have remains for them, they just have a marking,
right,
noting their life.
Right.
And this is in Halifax.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, there are 100 victims there buried, those who made it out of the ship and in the cold, icy waters of the North Atlantic. Froze. I mean, that's the image you have of Leonardo DiCaprio at the end, right?
Right.
He's frozen.
I'll take your word for it. I never finished seeing the movie.
Didn't you really?
Nah.
Why? You didn't like it?
No interest. I must be the one human
no
being.
No kidding. I'm not interested in seeing it in 3D at all. Not at all. But
besides giving James Cameron a couple of more bucks, what does it do?
Right. Speaking of sailing, another story from the last 24 hours, the sailor killed four others missing after a yacht racing accident off the coast of San Francisco yesterday afternoon. Coast Guard last night said eight people were aboard a 38-foot low-speed chase boat when a large wave knocked four of them into the water. Sailors on board turned the boat around, tried to rescue them. In the process, the boat ran aground. The captain and two others survived. But one other sailor, 46-year-old Mark Kasanen, died. and four others haven't been found. Wow.
Hmm.
This was a race. They were in a race.
Hmm.
Yeah. Stuff can be dangerous. You know, the coast of our country, both sides, and not so much down in the Gulf, because it's different. And you get down to Florida, pretty much south of North Carolina, you're all right. But if you are going ashore from where you are, Richie, in
Washington, Bay, yeah.
Chesapeake Bay, and you go north to Delmarva, up along the coast of Long Island and Connecticut, all the New England states, all the way up, very rocky coastline. Very rocky. If you don't have
people
a deep water port.
People take boating safety for granted, man.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something.
Pretty dangerous stuff.
I got caught in a couple of hairy situations 20 years ago and kissed the ground when we got back to the marina. So it's definitely something you have to be wary of.
Unemployment numbers. I'm out here of, I guess, I don't know, I'm out of ideas. I'm looking at the numbers with the highest unemployment and the cities that have the lowest unemployment. And what you would think is that people who are living in these communities where the unemployment is the worst would be voting for anybody but Obama. Listen to the cities that have the highest unemployment rate. You ready?
Sure.
Every single one of them, with one exception, is California. Every single one.
What a shock.
El Centro, Merced, Yuba City, Porterville, Fresno, Modesto, Stockton, Corcoran, all have unemployment rates between 15 and 25%. And in the El Centro, California, 28% unemployment. How do you do that? And vote the way these people in a poll, 80% of the people in El Centro said they're going to vote for Obama.
Sure.
Yet, more than a quarter, almost a third of the community is out of work.
Well,
so what are we missing here?
The government will take care of me until I get work.
Okay. So here's the other side of the coin, according to the weekend stats. Lowest unemployment rates. All Midwestern cities. This is where you think Obama would do well, right? Iowa City, Iowa. Ames, Iowa. Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Midland, Texas. Logan, Utah. Burlington, Vermont. Fargo, North Dakota. Lincoln, Nebraska. Bismarck, North Dakota. Bismarck, North Dakota has the lowest unemployment rate of any community in the United States. 3%. And Iowa City, 4%. And everybody in between 3 and 4%. All those communities that I mentioned all have unemployment rates of lower than 4%. And yet, how many people in those communities do you think will vote for Barack Obama? Not many.
Really?
Well,
yep.
Think about where they are.
Yep.
And that's, by the way, all oil, gas, and money connected to the fuel business, coal in these areas. Coal, gas, oil, big time. So pretty interesting, isn't it, huh? To capture that in your reality. 800-510-8255. 15 before the hour. Good day, program. Hello, it's Monday.
Hey, Gary!
What appearance.
Well, unfortunately.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
I think I've heard it all.
Rhonda Collins, TurboTax CPA.
I've been doing taxes for 25 years, and I've answered a lot of tax questions. I still do, right here at TurboTax. Say you're using TurboTax and you have a tax question. You can call or chat online with a CPA, enrolled agent, or tax attorney to get the answers you need. And the best part is, it's free.
File today at TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Behind on your payments or barely making minimums? Do your massive interest payments have you running like mad in circles? How long can you keep it up? Stop running. Let the Thomas & Law Group carefully plan your escape. The Thomas & Law Group has proven itself for over 18 solid years, helping thousands of people like you and me reclaim our financial future. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and offices nationwide. And the best part? There are no upfront fees at all. You won't pay a dime until the job's done. No upfront costs, no monthly fees, no banking fees. No other law firm does that. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But really, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call the Thomas & Law Group right away for a free, no-obligation consult with a trained legal analyst at 800-460-4690. Call now, because you're tired of running in circles.
800-460-4690.
I feel officially welcome now.
Okay, well, this is the story behind the story, Richie. Angelina Jolie and her movie, what was it called? It was out a couple of years ago. She was the...
Salt.
Thank you, yes. And then Mr. and Mrs. Smith, wasn't that the other?
Yeah, with Brad Pitt.
Where Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie, that was all over the place this weekend. The official press release from their PR person said... Yesterday, it is confirmed that Brad and Angie are engaged.
Uh-oh.
After 5 years together, they're going to tie the knot. Well, they say they're
after 5 years and six kids?
Right.
You're going to make it official?
Angelina spotted wearing what apparently is an engagement ring.
Big old rock.
Big old rock. It was a promise for the future, and the children are happy. The jeweler's name... Who is happiest is Robert Prokop, who runs a British jewelry company used by the royal family, tells the Hollywood Reporter in today's edition that he designed an engagement ring for Ms. Jolie. A rep for...
This looks like an emerald cut diamond.
Is it?
Yeah, the picture I saw of it.
Really?
What's the design?
I don't know. You and I are the guys who are talking about this?
I know nothing about this stuff. My wife said, here's what I want, and I said, no problem.
That was it. Yep. So, they are engaged. All right,
And then Jennifer
apparently
is very happy with her new boyfriend, Justin Theroux. So, she's like, yeah, I'm happy for him.
Jennifer who? Oh, Jennifer Aniston. Okay. Morgan Freeman denying a tabloid report yesterday.
He's getting married to his granddaughter?
Correct.
His
step-granddaughter.
Oh, okay. That makes all the
rumors that she's 27 and he's 74.
Yeah.
It would be better if he was 72, because then you just turn the numbers around. Let's see here. Tabloid reports.
Is it really a report that they were going to get married?
Yeah. I wasn't making that up. That's true.
I mean, we know they were boom chicka.
A romantic relationship going on, right?
I didn't know there was an actual relationship, though. I thought they were just...
No.
Step-granddaughter.
She's the granddaughter of Morgan's first wife.
Wow.
From his marriage to her in the 70s. Granddaughter of his first wife.
Wow.
Hmm.
What do you say about that one?
What do I say?
Yeah.
I say it's time for us to Take a deep breath.
Yeah. That's a little sick.
Ryan O'Neill has prostate cancer.
Take a double date with Woody Allen.
Yeah, all right. That'd be cool. All right. It's 51 past the hour on the Good Day program.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, Camel Milk. Camel Milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and Camel Milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And Camel Milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the Spring Special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
Good Day program. Before we get to technology, which is normally our suit here, Tony listening to KTSM in El Paso with a thought on the Secret Service men and women. There are women in the Secret Service, but they weren't involved in this bash, apparently. Right, Tony?
Not that I know. But a thought on it, Doug, is it could very well be that the poor guy did not even know the girl was a prostitute until such a time that she asked to get paid, you know, and he refused to pay up.
Yeah, no, I think you're giving him a little too much credit. They rounded up these 11 Secret Service agents. Apparently, this is not something new by any stretch of the imagination. This goes on a lot when there is traveling, when these people go to prepare the way, if you will. They want to go check everything out, make sure there are no chances for any problems. And so after they spend their time doing that, they go whoop it up. What I want to know is, I have no problem with any of this unless it was paid for by taxpayer money. If this is on somebody's expense account, then I got a real problem with it. Other than that, I would imagine,
obviously, the hotel, their food, possibly their drinks are on the government dole, but the actual prostitutes themselves, I'm going to hope not.
Yep, that's what you hope. All right, Tony, thank you. 800-510-8255. Now, moving into our technology sector, there's a new website developed by J.K. Rowling, Richie, called Pottermore.com.
Yes.
P-O-T-T-E-R-M-O-R-E, Pottermore.com. Right. Free website developed to connect you to the magical world of Harry Potter.
Sure.
Even if you're an underage wizard. So Shelley Palmer has more for those of you who are into this sort of thing in a moment here on Good Day.
Referrals. Simple word, right? To a small business, referrals are solid gold. So how do you stir them up? Email marketing from ConstantContact.com. With Constant Contact, you get easy-to-use templates to showcase your business with photos and coupons. And best of all, it's easy for your customers to pass them along to others. In other words, help you generate the almighty referral. Plans as low as $15 a month. Get your free 60-day trial at ConstantContact.com. And let the referrals begin.
Honda's really big sales event is here. Big deals. Big inventory. We have so many new Hondas, the universe had to expand just to make room. Want proof? Sorry, I can't help you there. I'm no astrophysicist. Not yet. All I know is we have tons of Hondas to choose from, including the Accord. Car and Driver's 10 Best a record 26 times. Well-qualified buyers can get the Accord with 0.9% APR financing. Right now, at your Honda dealer.
Car and Driver, January 2012. See dealer for financing details.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, if you muggles are thinking that Harry Potter is over, think again. Now there's Pottermore.com, a free website developed by J.K. Rowling to apparate you directly into the magical world of Harry Potter, even if you're an underaged wizard. It's filled with new writings, games, and a whole host of social tools. Ms. Rowling says that at Pottermore, the digital generation will be able to enjoy a safe, unique online reading experience built around the Harry Potter books. I signed up and the sorting hat assigned me a house at Hogwarts, and of course when I went to get my wand, I didn't really have a choice. As you know, the wand chooses the wizard. Just remember, anything worth having is worth waiting for. After you request your username, it may take up to a day to receive your login credentials. But once you get to Hogwarts, it'll feel like home. You'll meet up with all of your magical and muggle friends for some great fun at Pottermore.com. For more information, visit ShelleyPalmer.com. For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
When you need financial solutions to keep your business running, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. We understand the sacrifices small business owners make. And to ease some financial pressures, we'd like to help you save with our business appreciation offers. For the last 9 years, we've loaned more money to small businesses than any other bank, which is one of the reasons millions of small business owners choose to work with us. To find out how appreciation offers can help your business, visit us or call 1-800-35-WELLS. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank N.A. 2010 CRA data.
Really? Together we'll go far.
That's right.
Really? How far would you like to go? I'd like $1 million, please, sir. Where do we sign up for that? Oh. Oh, I have to have good credit? Oh, I have to be making $400,000 a year? Oh, I didn't know that. I thought I could just... You said, how about coming to see the bank and you'll have good luck?
Doesn't work that way anymore.
All right, let's see here.
You have to have $2 million to get $1 million.
Yeah. Hillary Duff posted a family shot of her three-week-old son alongside of her husband on Twitter last week.
It's cute.
Is that what Twitter is for?
Sure.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. 59 past the hour.